नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतः चाखेष्वभिघ्नस्वरात् तेने ब्रह्म हृदा य आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत् सूरयः कुहकम् सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यं परं धीमहि।
O my Lord, Shri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Shri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Shri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth.
Dharma rojita kaitavotra paramo निर्मत्सराणां सतां वेद्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदं तापत्रयोन्मूलनम् श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनि कृते किं वापरै सद्यो हृदि अवरुध्यते प्रकृतिभिः शुश्रूषुभिस्तत्क्षणात् शुश्रूषुभिस्तत्क्षणात्
Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavata Puran propounds the highest truth which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart.
Nigamakalpatarorgalitam phalam Shukamukhadamritadravasam yutam Pivatabhagavatam rasamalayam Muhuraho rasika bhuvibhavuka.
O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lips of Sri Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls.
नैमिषे अनिमिषक्षेत्रे ऋषयः शौनकादयः सत्रं स्वर्गाय लोकाय सहस्रसममासत.
Once, in a holy place in the forest of Naimisharanya, great sages headed by the sage Shaunaka, assembled to perform a great thousand-year sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord and his devotees.
Saye kadato munayah pratar huta hutagnyayah satkritam sutamasinam paprat.
One day, after finishing their morning duties by burning a sacrificial fire and offering a seat of esteem to Srila Suta Goswami, the great sage made inquiries with great respect about the following matters.
Rishayah Ujuhu वया खलु पुराणानि सेतिहासानि जानघ आख्यातानि अप्यधीतानि धर्मशास्त्राणि ज्ञानयुत.
The sages said, respected Suta Goswami, you are completely free from all vice. You are well versed in all the scriptures famous for religious life, and in the Puranas and the histories as well, for you have gone through them under proper guidance and have also explained them.
Yani Veda Vidam Shrestha Bhagavan Padarayana Anye Kamunaya Suta Paravaravido
Vidu. Being the eldest learned Vedantist, O Suta Goswami, you are acquainted with the knowledge of Vyasadeva, who is the incarnation of Godhead, and you also know other sages who are fully versed in all kinds of physical and metaphysical knowledge.
Vedhatvam saumyatat sarvam tatvatastadanugrahat bruyuhu snigdhasya shishyasya
Gurave Gopyamaputa. And because you are submissive, your spiritual masters have endowed you with all the favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Therefore, you can tell us all that you have scientifically learned from them.
Tatra tatra anjasayushman bhavatayasthitam pumsami kantatashreyas tannaha chamsi tumarhasi.
Please, therefore, being blessed with many years, explain to us in an easily understandable way what you have ascertained to be the absolute and ultimate good for the people in general.
Trayena alpayusha sabhya kalavasmin yuge janaha mandaha sumandamatayo mandabhagyahi upadrutaha.
O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed.
Gurini guri karmani shrotavyani vibhagashah atasadhotrayatsaram samudhritya manishaya bruhi bhadraya bhutana yenatma suprasidati.
There are many varieties of scriptures, and in all of them there are many prescribed duties which can be learned only after many years of study in their various divisions. Therefore, O sage, please select the essence of all these scriptures and explain it for the good of all living beings, that by such instruction their hearts may be fully satisfied.
Sutajanasi bhadram te bhagavan satvatam patihi devakyam vasudevasya jato yasya chikishaya.
All blessings upon you, O Suta Goswami. You know for what purpose the personality of Godhead appeared in the womb of Devaki as the son of Vasudeva.
Tannaha shushrushamananam arhasi anganu varnitum yasya avataro bhutanam shemaya cha bhavaya cha.
O Suta Goswami, we are eager to learn about the personality of Godhead and his incarnations. Please explain to us those teachings imparted by previous masters, acharyas, for one is uplifted both by speaking them and by hearing them.
Apannah samsritim ghora yannama vivasho grinan tatasadhyo vimuchyeta yadvibheti svayam bhayam.
Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified.
यत्पादसंश्रयाः सूता मुनयः प्रशमायनाः सद्यः पुनन्त्युपस्पृष्टाः स्वद्दुन्यापोनुसेवया।
ओ सूता, दोस् ग्रेट् सेजस् who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them. Whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use.
Kova bhagavatastasya punya shlokenya karmana shuddhi kamo na shrunuyat yashah kalimalapaham.
Who is there desiring deliverance from the vices of the age of quarrel who is not willing to hear the virtuous glories of the Lord?
Tasya karmanyudarani parigitani suribhihi ruhinah shraddhadanana lilaya dadatah kalah.
His transcendental acts are magnificent and gracious, and great learned sages like Narada sing of them. Please, therefore, speak to us who are eager to hear about the adventures he performs in his various incarnations.
Athakya hi hare dhiman avatar katha subhah leela vidadhat svairam ishvarasyatma mayaya.
O wise Suta, please narrate to us the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Godhead's multi-incarnations. Such auspicious adventures and pastimes of the Lord, the Supreme Controller, are performed by His internal powers.
Vayam tu navitrupyam uttama shloka vikrami यच्छृण्वताम् रसज्ञाना स्वादु स्वादु पदे पदे.
We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with Him relish hearing of His pastimes at every moment.
Kritavan kila karmani saharamena keshavah atimartyani bhagavan udhah kapatamanushah.
Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, played like a human being, and so masked, he performed many superhuman acts.
Kalim agatam agnyaya kshetresmin vaishnavevayam asina dirgha satrena kathayam sakshana hare.
Knowing well that the age of Kali has already begun, we are assembled here in this holy place to hear at great length the transcendental message of Godhead and in this way perform sacrifice.
Tvam naha sandarshito gatra dustaram nirtiti shatam kalim sattvaharam pumsam karnadharai varnavam.
We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as the captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being.
Bruhi Yogeshwari Krishne Brahmanye Dharma Varmani Svam Kashta Madhuno Pete Dharma Kam Sharanam Gata.
Since Sri Krishna, the Absolute Truth, the Master of all mystic powers, has departed for his own abode, please tell us to whom the religious principles have now gone for shelter.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.